Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from
rapping. Yo, welcome back. Future Bachelor, what's up?
This is an OG song.
This song changed my life, Veronica.
Did it really? Oh, wow.
Yo, through the wild, through the living, through the world.
Wow. nobody can see you, but like, that was like a really emotional moment.
I'm trying to tell you, this song means a lot to me. I drink a boost for breakfast and Ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. And that right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. H to the Izzles, back to Wizard.
Woo!
Yeah,
damn,
Future Bachelor.
That was hot.
We started off right.
Okay.
Some people might think we're wrong, but...
But that song, I've watched the like Vox video... like Vox Media video of like deconstructed like Kanye and like how he uses the human voice as a musical instrument.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about, you know, like how he wrote like the song was like he literally had his like it was through the wire because he had his jaw wired shut.
Yeah, that's why he sounds so weird on the song.
It's so wild and just like how, but like he like, you know, used like how his voice sounded like that to make such an interesting song. And then I don't know, the video, like if you guys haven't watched it, you gotta watch it because it's just so fascinating about how a lot of his music, it uses like, you know, like samples from other tracks, mm-hmm. and like choir and like also like his own voice and stuff, like you know, edited to a way that makes it almost sound like an electric guitar and stuff like that. So it's just like a really, he's really fascinating with how...
Hey guys, in case you guys don't know who that is, I'm Cy.
Oh, I'm Veronica.
Hey, this is episode 6 of Future Bachelor. We already started, so let's keep it going. Well, he's a musical genius.
Well, yeah, he really is. But I mean, we'll get into that.
I mean, about that song specifically, I think that was like 2003 or 2004
or something.
But when it came out, it was like wildfire for me. It changed.
Yeah.
I honestly say I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for that song.
Really?
Yeah. It changed my life. When I heard it for the first time, I was in an FYE, which is like for your entertainment,
yeah,
like CD
yeah.
store.
Yeah, I know an FYE is.
So, all right. Before this podcast, Veronica is very defensive about anytime she doesn't know anything, she has to defend that she knows everything.
No.
Because she thinks it's coming from a fact of like, she's like, I know what FYE is. Like, I never said you didn't.
Well, no, because there's been a lot of times that you've always been like, well, you probably won't know this because you're so much younger than me, which, like, isn't accurate.
In those moments, you can do the whole, like, I know, but, like, in other situations, maybe the listeners don't know what an FYE is, and they, for your information... It actually stands for your entertainment.
FYI, that's what an FYE is.
FYE is for your entertainment. So I walked into the store and I heard this sped up song, which is actually Chaka Khan and Through the Fire. And I heard it and I'm like, holy crap, it's sped up. I'm like, I went right to the cash register guy and I was like, yo, what's the name of this? What's the name of this song? And he's like, it's called Through the Wire by Kanye West. No one knew how to say Kanye back then. And pretty much I heard that song and I immediately got the College Dropout. And that's when I started making beats in my basement.
Mm,
and
dang, boy.
Worked my way all the way eventually to here in Atlanta.
Hey.
And I still do music. So.
Well, yeah. And look at you. And you were just in Kanye's, you know.
Ooh, nice segue, Veronica. That was dope. Because this is the part where we get into personal stuff. And she segued it to my Chicago weekend. And I was in Chi-Town, staying right by Wrigley Field, your
Wrigley
home turf.
I'm a big Cubs fan,
mm-hmm.
which, like, you don't really know a ton about sports.
Well, no, I listened to last week's podcast. They're a baseball team.
They won the real
FYI.
Well, and plus you knew about them because of Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Been known about them.
Okay, there you go.
My favorite team.
But
It's the only one I know.
Yeah, no, you were making me so homesick with all your pics.
Snaps and stuff. I was all around that city. It was beautiful this week. I know we talked about it like raining and being bad weather. And yeah, it was a little cold, so I was wearing like scarves and jackets.
You were like in full winter gear. And like for Chicagoans, it was like 45.
Yeah, but they were saying it was bad weather. I'm like, guys, this is beautiful. Like everyone that lives there is like, yo, it's so cold out here today. It's like, well, must be nicer there recently.
It has been. I mean, it just, well, I think they got a little bit of taste of it. Mm-hmm. And then actually, like right now, it's really warm, just like it's really warm here.
Yeah.
It got really warm there. So I think they got a taste of like spring, but, and it went back into being cold for you. But,
well, I kind of like that hat. First of all, it's like, I don't know why. I just love that hat, but it reminded me of a bear hat, like a bear head.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, let me look at me being a little baby bear cub in front of the Cubs field. But
is that what that was?
Yeah, you didn't notice it. It looked like a bear.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, you definitely.
You're not really a sports person anyway, so don't get the analogy.
Oh. Okay.
Bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
All right, time travel. We're going to. It's like a new thing I've been saying. It's time travel when you just like change the subject, or you come back to a subject you talked about like a couple minutes ago. So back. Welcome to the show. Since we didn't really do a proper introduction, but this show is about a lot of stuff going on this week. We were talking and Veronica was like, I don't think much happened, but this is like our biggest week of like back and forth note texts that we had.
Yeah.
You had a pretty stacked one already and mine were like fully stacked with like other stuff. You're like, I thought about all those. I'm like, yeah, well, why didn't you write it down?
Because I knew you were going to say them. I was letting you have the easy ones.
Yeah.
I was letting you have the low fruit.
Well, I feel like each week, you know, we're something happens where it's kind of like close to each of us. You had Beyonce, and this week I'm like defending Kanye.
Dude, no, I'm a big Kanye apologist, low key.
Yeah, well, so, like, a lot of people have been giving me a lot of crap for my opinions lately. As far as like, I think I'm pretty right about like my opinions when it comes to Kanye. But we'll get into all that.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
Half of my friends were like all out of town, but like there was a food truck festival.
So I was out of town. Where was your other friend?
I have more than you.
I know. You have two.
No, but like all my other friends were out of town, or busy. Like my one friend who's in grad school, a couple of my friends that are in grad school at Emory had like their like grad school programs prom.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, formal or whatever.
Nice.
So like they were busy or whatever I was trying to hang out with them. But there's a food truck festival on Sunday that I went to.
Sounds yummy.
It was so good. And I also like got a little tipsy because I didn't pay for half my drinks.
Okay.
It was a friend who paid for my drinks.
Of course. That's what they're calling friends these days, huh?
No, it was a friend. It was like a legitimate friend.
Okay.
So
I feel like we have way too many just legitimate friends. But
what?
No, but yeah, so pretty much, yeah, we had a pretty fun weekend. All in all, Chicago was dope. It was beautiful, drank and hung out with friends, and it was pretty nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What are we getting into today?
So we should have to do a quick catch up on some stuff from last week, because like I was so up in arms that I didn't know what the royal baby's name was last week.
Yeah.
And that's because they hadn't released it, and they finally did.
What's that little turkey's name?
Turkey. He's Louis Arthur Charles.
Wow, original.
Well, and like, okay, no, like, for the thing is, like, half of those names are from other people in the royal lineage. He's named after, like, the Earl of some other area, like, one of who.
His uncle Earl?
Kind of. No, his name is Louis.
Oh, it's Louis.
So the uncle of Queen Elizabeth's husband.
Jeez.
It's very complicated, but he like died in a really like tragic way. There was a bomb in his fishing boat when there was a whole deal. All
right, well, I'm done with babies. What are we moving on? What are we on to next?
But yeah, so he's got a name. Thank God.
He's got a name. Thank God. Okay, so we got the name of the baby, in case you guys are wondering, because I mean we just talked about it last week.
Yeah,
that's why we threw it in.
And you kept yelling at me, being all like, what's the name, did you Google it?
Who the hell presents a baby to the world that's like not named? That's really weird to me.
I don't know.
That's like, here's a baby that we made, we're bringing it back here, and a week later we'll name it. It's just like dumb. But yeah, so we also were talking about last week, Avicii's death. And we had said that it wasn't like they it wasn't released, like foul play or anything like that.
Yeah, they hadn't really released like the much information.
So it ended up being parental advisory warning. Well,
trigger warning, because what we're going to talk about is sensitive.
We're not talking about it long, but like just like what happened to him.
He committed suicide.
Oh man.
And he supposedly, from what I heard on the radio, he used an old, like a wine bottle to do it. Not exactly sure how. Don't really want to talk about more about that. But it's just like, I guess it's like kind of like his metaphor for like how he struggled with drinking.
Oh, that's isn't that horribly so sad? Ironic.
So sad.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you know,
I mean, like,
prayers go out to his family still and to him. And I hope he's laying it. And rest in
peace. I've been listening to his music like all week.
Yeah. Well, definitely got hype in Chicago to some Avicii. The clubs are playing. I'm heavy out there.
Yeah,
so.
I believe it. Chicago's like kind of like the U.S. home to like house music.
Oh, actually, you know what song I fell in love with that I was kind of talking smack about like a couple of episodes ago? That Drake song. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the video, but that song goes so hard.
Care for me.
I was like, it just hit me like at that place. I'm like,
I think it suddenly even got hotter than it was when it first came out, because like even everybody I've been talking to has been like, yeah, I can't get that Drake song out of my head.
It's so good.
And I'm like, yeah, because it's a good song.
Actually, that might be our. We were going to end with one, but I might switch it up to Drake just because I want
to
hear
it. At least add it to the playlist.
Oh, it's going to add to the playlist. But
I don't know if we should end with it.
Well.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'll see how I'm feeling. I'll get like a little trigger happy here.
Speaking of how we're psychics when it comes to this podcast. Because we predicted a whole bunch of different.
What did we predict?
We predicted the Yodel Kid getting on.
Ellen. That was pretty dope.
We predicted.
Carrie. Underwood.
Cry Pretty. We predicted a country song.
And what did I predict this star? I wanted to mention it last week, but it completely slipped my mind, so I wanted to bring it up. But like a couple of podcasts ago when we were talking about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and new music coming out.
We talked about how like when Meek Mill gets out of jail, he's going to create some music. Well, he got out of jail.
He got out of jail and he's probably in that studio. So we predicted another thing and I had no idea he was going to be getting out of jail. Like literally that, like within the next week he was out.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So, listen to us. You might get some insight in the future.
Yeah.
Future Bachelor. Oh my God. Full circle. Oh shit.
How did we not even realize?
I love it when we get into those things though. We're like, whoa. So that's a little bit of recaps from last episodes. Let's go ahead and get into our hot topic of the week.
Kanye. Amari West.
Ooh, Kanye. What about Kanye?
Well, Kanye has been, first of all, he's been blowing up Twitter. And a lot of it for a while, everyone's like, yo, you okay, home dog? Because like a lot of it didn't make a ton of sense.
He was like tweeting for a whole day. like I couldn't even read because there were so many tweets. I was like, geez, this guy's going crazy.
It was like Jaden Smith level, like existential, but like don't really make sense.
I am a god.
Kind of twist. Yeah, I am a god. Like, how could we even, like, how
I miss the old Kanye. Straight from the gold Kanye. Chop up the soul Kanye.
I do miss the old
Kanye.
I hate the new Kanye. The bad mood Kanye. The always rude Kanye. Spazzing the news Kanye. I miss the sweet Kanye. Chop up the beast Kanye. I gotta say
we could do that for 3 minutes, but so I told Via anytime randomly while she's talking I'm gonna play that song.
That's the truth, because then Kanye started tweeting some stuff about being a Trump supporter.
I'm gonna take it back a couple weeks
take
ago
it back, he, take it
he,
back boy.
I was just listening to an interview from The Breakfast Club and Charlemagne the God, and he had interviewed Kanye.
Look at us being such radio folk.
Yeah, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got to interview Kanye like 3 weeks ago at his like new, he just got like new 300-acre land and he's making like a development, like a like I don't even know what he's making, a community, he said.
Yeah.
But so he has this interview and the interview is pretty insightful. You know, Charlemagne's asking his hard-hitting questions, but also going kind of easy on him. It's Kanye, he could freak out at any time.
Yeah.
But he got some really insightful stuff, but they hadn't released the interview until they wanted to release it. I think Kanye was the one who had the interview, so he released it like 3 weeks later. But yesterday, Or did you see it? Was it yesterday? Well, he went live on TMZ.
Yes. Yeah. He was at TMZ, which was wild. And of course, he was like, yeah.
This is after the tweets. This is after we've been seeing him.
We've been seeing him in the, you know, like a MAGA hat. We've been seeing him taking pictures with like other, like, you know, Trump like supporters slash like, you know, camaraderie folk.
I mean, even when Trump got in office, like Kanye met with him back in the day.
Yeah, which he wrote about that he was on opioids when that happened.
Dude, they talked about, all right, so
and
he was
he,
talking
like,
about
literally got off opioids like several days after that.
Yeah, but he was on opioids for a liposuction.
Well, yeah, because he got kind
of
big.
Yeah, but he was like on TMZ yelling at like the staff of TMZ live on television being like, I got a liposuction because you guys were going to call me fat. Like, he's like blaming.
Well, yeah, because they, I mean, it's true. I mean, and especially.
Dude, he has to get his own bearings on his like life. Like,
I agree.
Blaming it on other people. That's bullshit.
And I think some of it has to do with the fact that he.
You can't pay a trainer. You can't pay a chef. Like,
which
you can't
he can
pay.
Because
but you're
his,
just going to go liposuction and blame it on that.
And his wife's entire family
exactly.
have a trainer. And like, and I think part of it has to do with the fact that like he's surrounded by the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And, like, that whole deal. And, like, so I almost think him being with the Kardashians, would anybody really have cared about what Kanye looked like before he got married to Kim Kardashian? I don't really think so. I don't really think they would have been like, wow, Kanye's getting big.
Yeah.
Because then it was more like, Kanye's got his daddy weight. Like, Kanye's getting big. And at first, for a while, people were like, wow, he's happy. Because it was, like, kind of, like, after he went down his, like, you know, when he had to cancel all of his shows and stuff, like, after he, like, totally spun out and then he kind of came back and he was, like, kind of bigger and it was, like, whatever. It was, like, people were kind of, like, oh, he's, like, looking happier and healthier. Like, you know, maybe, like, he's, like, you know, kind of finally, like, just, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He, like, is happy with himself kind of deal. But then also, like, I could see how, I don't know. He lives with people who,
well,
like,
I think a
constantly.
Big part of it, too, is, like, Rob Kardashian's been dealing with his weight and that's his brother-in-law, you know? So,
yeah, and like, but then the TMZ thing, well, some of the other tweets, like, so one of the other tweets, he had been like, you know, posting some texts that people have been texting him because like a lot of the stuff with the Trump supporting, whatever, got a lot of the people in his community kind of up in arms because, I mean, Trump's administration hasn't always been kind to black people.
Well, I mean, all right, so the thing is, it's hard to talk about this for me because I'm coming from a Kanye West fan point
me
of view.
Me too.
Like, you were talking about being a fan of Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
That was the like kind of like this the bridge thinking that I was doing when I came around full circle to being like, mm-hmm. I do actually like Beyonce for, you know, these reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the reasons why mm-hmm. I don't like. So I'm kind of like the opposite way around when it comes to Kanye. These are the reasons why I like Kanye, his music, not because of like his stuff and all that.
Same, which is like how I like totally how. And that's why I always say that I'm a Kanye apologist, because like I have like kind of like given him the benefit of the doubt for a lot of different stuff, because I'm like, he's done a lot for music. He's helped a lot of people. Like, he's helping produce a lot of albums, like Nas's album and stuff like that. That
but I think the big part of it, like, what I was trying to get to was the fact of the Make America Great Again. That it's just crazy that that guy became our president, because that tagline is like suggesting that America isn't great. And when was it great? Like, are you talking about the times? Because it's never been great for anybody but privileged white people.
Exactly.
Really. So this hasn't been good for like women.
Yeah.
You know, gay people.
What will make it great?
You know,
like,
how
are we making it great again?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, take away the again, and it's a great slogan.
Yeah.
But like, Make America Great Again is really like it's really a racist like slogan.
It is.
Because like, what
I
are you
totally
talking
agree.
About? You're talking about going back to racist times? Like, is that
exactly.
when America was great? So I definitely see why like black people are would just write him off, you know?
Yeah.
He just doesn't understand. Like, he just doesn't get it.
And it's like even like John Legend, other people like that have reached out to him being like, hey, like,
T.I.
and that's
yeah, that's gonna be probably our jam of the day is T.I.
Yeah, their song that they did, which is like kind of based on a concept of them talking back and forth, almost like a debate.
Well, I heard the interview today, and he was talking about it being like he went there on
to
a mission.
Him,
he was like, "Yo, I'm on a mission to be like, yo, what is going on, man? Just to see if it's drugs. Is it like what he was saying was that like literally Kanye hasn't talked about. I don't think he's filtered it through anybody but his inner circle. So when he started saying it to the media and the public, that's when he started getting like,
well, and like, who's, he really, and like, who's he really, his inner circle?
Yeah, exactly. Who's his friends? Like, who's he bouncing ideas off of?
And like the rest of the Kardashians.
Who's telling him, dude, why don't you just eat a little better and run, and instead of going and get liposuction? Like,
yeah,
I'm not saying there's many Kardashians. Yeah, exactly. You know, they're the ones that are all about cosmetic. You know,
I mean, they do work out. Like, I mean, like Khloe's all about, like, you know, her revenge body and stuff like that, and they work out, but
it's all sculpted though. It's like perfectly sculpted. And you know, so I get it. I just think that Kanye's so deep in his hole that when he gets out and when he comes out like the groundhog or whatever, well, like that, it's just like, well, he's just like, what? It's a different world.
Yeah. And it's like John Legend's whole thing that he texted him about was like, yo, like, you know, like, I want you to, you know, be yourself and like do whatever. But he's also like, you got to understand that like what you're saying has a huge impact and like with for people and things like that. Like, you can't, like, you can't not look at that. You can't not understand like what this support and stuff means. And then also because John Legend's hilarious, he's like, and since you're posting tweets, like, I do have a new single coming out. And like, you know,
oh man, dude, that's messed up.
it was funny. But I think the main thing, and this was brought up when he was in TMZ, and like one of the other TMZ folks kind of like clapped back at him.
Yeah, Van Lathan. Yeah, that's his name. His name should be known because he eloquently broke it down. And Kanye was kind of speechless. Like, he was like,
because Kanye is so,
and he wanted to hug him. Like, he was expecting he knew he was not gonna hit him. He's like, I'm at work right now. That's like someone at work. Like, hit into like someone that came in to
and
visit.
He's like, no, bro, I'm not gonna really give you that, because he pretty much pointed out to Kanye that Kanye is privileged because he's a musical genius. He's made a life for himself where he is so privileged. He's so above
normal people,
and that's why, like, you know, he could be coming at. I've seen so many memes and stuff, like, you know, where he's agreed about different things that, like, yeah, like, no wonder why he's a lot like Trump in some ways, because, like, his level of privilege is at the same level as that. Like, he is so disconnected with...
His stardom is like Trump. Like, he's, like that. So, but to think that you're going to have this, like, get into the White House and, you know, be the president, like, a white man doing the same stuff a black man is doing, you're crazy. You got to switch it up. If you think you're going to be president... This is not the way to go.
And also, like, his fan base is a hugely marginalized, like, a lot of the people, and, like, where he came from and the people that he's helped build up are a group of people who have been marginalized and, you know, like, attacked for who they are. And
when Katrina happened, he was on the telethon with Mike Myers standing right next to him being like, George Bush does not care about black people.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did that person?
Where'd you go?
I missed the old Kanye.
Like, honestly, and it's like, yeah, that TMZ reporter, what's his name again? Say it for me.
His name is Van Lathan.
Yes, Van Lathan. He, like, because Kanye said, he's like, slavery, ma'am, was a choice. And he's like, how could you say that was a choice? We've been oppressed. Like, we've been, like, you can't say it's a choice.
I think Kanye's point was more the fact of, if you look at the numbers of slaves that were, you know, under control of, like, you know, slave owners, that one of those weird bracket quotes where I think he's saying that they didn't rise up and, like, in their numbers, you know, rise up against, you know, their owners,
yeah,
and stuff like
but it's
that,
also,
which is, but he doesn't, he's not considering, you know, mental stuff that they were put through.
There's so,
like,
much,
you know,
there's so much he
they would cut out their tongues.
Like, that's,
so
that
they
was,
wouldn't talk to each other. Like,
that was
crazy
the whole
stuff.
Thing that he brought up. He's like, you can't come from your position and say that things would be easy when the rest of us who are, you know, come from similar backgrounds as you, but now are not at the same level as you. Like, we can't say that. Can't say it's just because it's easy for you doesn't mean that it's going to be easy for the majority of people that identify with you.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Van Lathan, because, you know, he was really the star of the week. Like, you know, he's the hero of the week.
Yeah.
He made me proud. And I don't, like, I've always seen him on the show. But, like, yo, Kanye came in there, like, on his genius stuff. He even told the other black dude, like, he's like, yo, dude, I think this should just be between me and Harvey. Y'all can, you could sit here and stuff, but like, you know, it's getting, he's like cutting people off. I felt bad. I actually feel bad. There was like one girl trying to get heated in the middle of like Van Lathan talking and stuff. And she was like trying to make a point, but like Kanye and Van were just like in like straight connection talking and stuff like that. And she's like trying to make this point. They even sat her down and she didn't get a moment to talk. So, but so I mean, it's hard because it goes into, I think Kanye West is like the Michael Jackson of our generation.
He is. And like, I think even like he brought it like, and when,
and his, people don't think so. People will be like, nah, how is he Michael Jackson? Who's a bigger star than him? I mean, I would maybe say Bruno Mars is like maybe another taker, but I don't know. Like, I mean, he's probably closer to style of Michael Jackson than he is. But like Kanye West is literally the star of our generation, like Michael is. And there's no one like bigger.
Well, yeah. And like Van even brought that up, just being like, you know, with you being an artist and living that life and being a genius, you earned that. Like, you earned that. But the rest of us has to deal with like the threats to our lives.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he, which is so true. And like what he brought up, which was very true, is like, you've morphed into something that isn't real. Like, you're not basing, like, you're allowed to have free thought, because that's something that Kanye has been like saying so much about and tweeting so much about, is being like freedom of thought, freedom of this. He's like, but you can't say like that this thought is based in fact. Like, it's not, this isn't reality. You're not basing your free thought in any form of reality.
That guy's statement is so important to not just like Kanye, but like to, I think, a lot of people in the world right now. Well, I don't think a lot of us are based in reality. And it sucks. It really does. Like, you sit here and you think about, you know, we've had conversations about social media and all this stuff, and it's just like, it's all attributed to, you have to somehow be healthy in this new world that we are. And I think the biggest part is more of listening more than, and here we are on a podcast. Yeah, so it's like
talking at
listen
you.
To us, because we can't hear you when you speak. But but I think that's what we're trying to do here is to, like I said last week, as what Future Bachelor is, it's like, you know, I'm trying to listen in these conversations and me not too. Just be like because the Future Bachelor is based upon like me being the Future Bachelor, like I
and
that's
me just being
here for the ride. the Future Bachelor's co-host.
that's fine.
But yeah, so I mean, it's really about, you know, listening more, having conversations in safe environments where you can say things that will get heated and disputed, but at the end of it,
you learn
and you understand where the other person's coming from, and you don't say things that are trying to hurt other people. You know, that's kind of like the best part of me recording myself weekly with you, is like listening back and being like, whether I like remember it when like we're just here on a microphone talking. I haven't really learned that skill too much, but I'm getting there. But you know, when it comes to Kanye, it's just it's a love hate thing. Like, I don't support his actions.
Me neither.
But if you look at it, he's got projects to promote right now. Like, you know, we're all falling for the marketing.
Which is something that like I definitely was thinking about, like when he, you know, popped back onto Twitter and like was making all, I was like, okay, so this is like his elaborate scheme to get like keep buzzing around him while he keeps putting out different things, like, you know, producing different things for folks, and then also his own album will be dropping, which
was that July?
June?
Yeah.
Which I get that, but also like at this point, like we all see through, we all are falling for it, but we're all being like, okay, then if this is just all like a big marketing ploy, like when's the jig up? Like
what do you think the Kardashians, like Chris is like, yo, I got this idea, throw on this MAGA hat to take it away from Khloe and Tristan.
Because Chris is, as I always see all the memes, it's always like Satan works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder, because honestly, that woman knows how to make her cut of all of her children's business.
Yeah.
And she's always manipulating how the press is seeing it. Yeah. So I think that's something I wish I could be a fly on the wall, like in how all that kind of stuff goes down.
I just want to be like the one that Khloe chose, so I could treat her right.
Honestly, she deserves it, a Future Bachelor.
That's the sweetest thing I've heard all hour. So,
no.
From you.
We've done a lot of agreeing today, though. This is like, we're on the same page, I feel.
Well, like I said, I'm trying to learn, like, you know, and listen more. I think listening is like, it's what we're missing, lacking a lot of in today's world. And I constantly have to remind myself, like, hey, man, I think I don't know if I brought it up on the podcast or not. I might be repeating myself, but whatever. You know, in meetings, I like to, like, if there's people I trust, like my friend that's in a meeting and something happened in it, I'll just ask them and be like, hey, well, you know, give me some feedback on, like, you know, he's like, well, sometimes I feel like you cut me off. And, you know, I take it as constructive criticism. Like, you know, he's telling me respectfully, I asked him, you know, and he's telling me, you know, and it's like, I do cut people off. It's only because I talk a lot.
Yeah, you're passionate.
Yeah, I'm very excited about things where I just, like, want to, like, I'm very passionate. So it's like when someone gets into a conversation with me, I'm just like, of the time, like, I just like impressing people with the information I read on Wikipedia.
Like, you know, which is why this our podcast is funny, because we're both talkers.
Yeah.
And notice my Chicago accent, but
tacos.
We somehow, like, figure it out. We somehow, like, mesh. But,
well, I feel like if me and you are talking, like, this is just like internal podcast things I listen to. But, like, when listening back, or like when we're recording, I hear me and you powering through, like, talking over each other. I'm letting you go because, like, you're passionate about what you're talking
and
about,
and I'll let catch you the go point. Too, yeah.
Well, so I'm just talking from my perspective, but I'll let you finish, and then, you know, those are things that I'm learning about conversations with people in real life by having a conversation with you on the weekly. Yeah. Like, and I was saying how proud of us we are that we do this each week. Like, who else just comes after work and sits down for, like, another hour after, like, an hour of setting up for this stuff, and we're dedicated to this on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. This is the best work I've ever done. Is, like, this is what I enjoy. I'm doing it for fun, and I get to do it. And I really hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. You know, I shout out to anybody that's leaving us ratings and reviews. Leave some ratings and reviews so we can shout you out on here.
Yeah, we want to.
So without getting too deep into the Kanye stuff.
Now that we're all, like, feeling sweet and happy.
Let's get out of, like, debating on Kanye.
I think it's perfect time for some wholesome beats from our buddy, our yodel kid buddy.
Walmart yodel kid.
What's his real name?
I don't know. his name is Mason Ramsey.
Yeah, you've got the song up.
Mason Ramsey. He came out with a single this last Friday.
Called Famous.
And I heard it, and I was like, wow, this is sick. Wow, this sounds familiar. Is this the yodel kid? And I look, and it's the yodel kid, dude.
And why does it also sound familiar?
Seth? Well, first of all, I, like, really like country right now. So when, like, I worked for a country station, so I used to hate country music. But now it's like, you know, something I listen to on a regular. So when I hear a song that I actually like, this one was one I liked. And it was also half written by, what's his name from Florida Georgia Line?
Tyler,
I think, yeah. So if you think this sounds like a Florida Georgia song, Poor Georgia Line song.
It's pretty great. He's so cute.
I don't know why I get so good.
I don't like country music. Like, I don't, because
I
think
famous for something. I wanna be famous for loving
you. Hey, what's the voice
you? Sorry. You can find it on our Spotify playlist if you want to hear it without the side vocals.
But he's so sweet. Okay, like, the reason why I don't like country music is because I think it's too sappy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's such a sweet little boy. And, like,
I was saying, he's talking about things that I haven't even experienced yet.
Like, and he, like, loves his, like, grandma and shit. Aww, and, like, his Twitter is run by his grandma.
What?
It's so cute. Yeah, it's like managed by Mason's grandma.
Well, I think that's, like, an awesome first hit. That's kind of like, Justin Bieber stuff.
But, like, country.
Well, you know, when Justin Bieber first came out, he had, like, The Dream, right? That first song.
It wasn't country, though.
It wasn't country. But, you know, you get, like, the hottest hit makers of the time to write something for a young person that's literally going to grow up and have a full career. If this kid grows up to be, like, the country Bieber.
If only Usher, you know, could get Mason under his wing.
Yeah. He should go for JT, since he's doing the whole Chris Stapleton thing right now. JT should redempt with Mason Ramsey right now.
I put it all together.
Because back in the day, it was Justin and Usher that were fighting for Justin Bieber. So we just wanted to make sure we keep promoting the kid. His name is Mason Ramsey.
Mason, if you want to come to Atlanta.
Yeah, dude, we got your back. You can stay on my couch.
Yeah.
It's right there.
He'll fit perfectly. He's tiny.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to open it up. You just like sleep on that just one. But yeah, so that was pretty interesting. I thought that was dope. You know, in this world, they don't hesitate a second to make somebody a song. If I was watching a video like a year or two ago about this girl that showed her song to Pharrell. I don't know if you've seen it at college. Like, he came into a college class and music class or something, and she showed his song, and he was like impressed. Like, he's like, I really don't even have critiques on this. And like literally the next week it was on Spotify, like her song.
Who was that?
I don't know, I have to look it up and stuff, but it was
and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean I could look it up real quick, but
yeah, no, I mean, another, you were talking about Justin Timberlake and NSYNC finally got their star.
Holy crap. Why does Backstreet Boys have their star?
I don't know.
That'd be really weird if like NSYNC has a star and
Backstreet. They don't. I know. Battle of the Boy Bands Forever.
Yeah, and they got like a spot at like they have like a spot in Las Vegas, right? They have like a whole show.
Well,
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys, yeah, or it's gonna have a residency.
And also April's over, so
it's gonna be May.
happy to be here in May. Justin Timberlake tweeted out that it's actually me. It's not May.
Which we all know. But he, like, low-key hates this meme because, like...
It's always his face?
Yeah, he hates it. He's like, I hate May because of that dumb meme.
Well, luckily, in 2 days, it's going to be the 4th, and everyone's going to be...
Be like, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, so...
I'm a freaking nerd. I love
if that. At least he got lucky that, like, 3 days later, there's another meme day.
Yeah.
So, But, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Seeing them all together is always cool.
I kind of forgot how much I love JC from... NSYNC.
Like, yeah, he still looks the same.
He's still,
he doesn't change.
But he has like long hair, and I don't know, I'm like kind of into it. Whoops.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Learning things about me.
Chris Kirkpatrick lives in Orlando. I think maybe Joey Fatone too, but
probably.
Like,
Joey Fatone seems like an Orlando kind of guy.
I was one time out at Wall Street in Orlando, and I was at this bar, and Chris Kirkpatrick walks in, and I was like, oh shit, Chris Kirkpatrick's here. I run up to the DJ. I'm like, yo, can you play Backstreet's Back? And he's like, no. He's like, why not, dude? That's a hot song for the club. He's like, I know why you want to play it. I bet you
like,
every club he walks
again.
If I was the DJ, I would so play Backstreet Boys. That'd be hilarious. But
that's funny.
Yeah, so pretty much it's May, and it's gonna be May for the next couple weeks.
And you know, at the end of May, Bachelorette will be on, but there's a new show.
Oh, in Bachelor related news.
That
we guys, it's like during not Bachelor times, I'm like scraping for Bachelor news.
I know.
I mean, we can make it up by just following people's Instagrams and stuff like that. But
yeah,
like this
but
was a legit. Yeah, I don't want to. I only follow one person. It's Caroline.
Caroline.
But yeah. So pretty much, they got a new show coming out. We'll tell us about it.
It's called The Proposal.
Oh.
Which already makes me be like, this is gonna be a dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
So, you know, but Chris Harrison isn't the host. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm reading.
So it's a spinoff show. What is this like from the producer of The Bachelor?
There's 10 episodes. The mystery suitor.
Oh, they don't get to see him
the whole
time.
So they have like a first impression round. They have a beach round. So it sounds like a weird like pageant almost.
No, that sounds like they want to see what they look like in a bikini.
Yeah. And well, or men in like, you know, a bathing
speedo
situation. They have a like a question portion. And then they have a like family member portion. For,
they
like,
should have an
ex
bachelor person host that show.
So like I guess it's, I don't know who so it,
they should have like, I'm trying to think of a good host for that show.
It shows some dude, what's his name?
Ashley.
Oh, Bachelor, hosted by former NFL quarterback and season 5 Bachelor Jesse Palmer.
Oh, I don't want to be hosted by an actual Bachelor. That's whack.
Yeah, well, he obviously has nothing better to do. He's trying to milk his ABC money, but he's like once again past his prime.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay, so right before the podcast, I warned to be about.
Okay, because I hit the mic. Actually, my chair hit the mic last week. And then he's like, don't hit the mic this time. And then he proceeds to hit the mic. And then he just did it again. So guess what, folks? I'm winning this
week.
Yeah,
but I have bigger knees.
Yeah, what? So then.
Did you just do it?
No, that okay. was my hand hitting okay. the table.
Okay, well, I heard your my hand. Hands, hit the, my can you tell your hand to stop hitting the table?
My hand's going to hit your face.
Okay. She even drank all my beer. I don't understand what that was about. But yeah, so new Bachelor stuff coming. It's going to be a little.
I don't know if I'm going to
Do you think it's
going
to be on at the same time as The Bachelor?
I think that would be Bachelorette. I think that would be dumb.
Or Bachelorette?
It's going to be. It's going to be.
May.
Streaming and on demand premieres this summer
on Hulu,
so it'll be like this summer, so it'll be kind of like probably mid season.
Okay,
which like I don't really know if that's a smart move, but
I think they're trying anything. You know what they should do is do more of like Bachelor Winter Games, and they should have them compete for
hilarious.
They should have them compete for money.
Yeah.
Like, stop, like, doing it for love, but get the people from Bachelor.
I think that's how Bachelor Pad was. They were competing for money.
No, but not Bachelor Pad. Were they doing competitions?
Yeah.
Bachelor Pad.
That was before they did Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't know. I just think that there's money there. I really enjoyed the Winter Games.
I thought it was hilarious.
Except for the fact that...
It was way more entertaining, but it was also atrocious. But it was way more entertaining than Ari's season, which we've said time and time again on this show.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like is, like, the ending. Like, they didn't really have, like, a clear winner.
Yeah.
It was, like, Ashley I and that Kevin.
Well, no, well, they were the winner. I mean, they were awarded. They tallied them up and they won.
Which, yeah, but I think it was, like, Rachel was hating. That one girl threw up.
I think it also, yeah. Josiah. I mean, I think it was definitely rigged. Like, Ashley I has been, like, a major part of the franchise for at least, like, four different shows.
So interesting. I think it's really interesting how she's been able to become like one of the standouts.
She knows how to work her influencer things. I think it's just so fascinating how so many of them, you know, if you just go to their Instagrams, they're promoting different products all the time.
I mean, she has two podcasts. She has one with like a former girl that I knew from Orlando. Her name is Naz Perez, and she she used to when I was DJing, she used to be a bartender. So, and then she moved out to LA, and
she does like
Well, she was a producer on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
and I think it was her last season was on Ashley I's season. They became friends or something like that, and
they become close with the producers.
Yeah, so now she does a podcast with Ashley I,
and then she also Ashley has her sister with Ben. Which Ben. I don't know if they still do that one that much anymore. Because I feel
They're always like one's on the
Ben's
phone or one's
like
on.
A philanthropist now.
Well, and they definitely still have the podcast. Like Dean does one and stuff. But speaking of Ben, I wanted to say that we haven't named this wolf that sits next to us.
Should we name him?
Ben? Yeah, I think it's going to be called Ben. You know
Ben
why?
Ben Higgins.
Why? Well, because he makes you feel like.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day.
So our new, I'm calling him Ben Wolf. Ben Wolf for like Benoit, but Ben Wolf.
Oh,
but it's named after Ben Higgins. So, yeah. But
I love him already.
We've had him sitting here for like three, four episodes, and we've been saying like, "What's his name?" And I think we're just gonna name him Higgins.
Higgins.
Ben or Higgins.
I kind of like Higgins.
I like Higgins. Higgins the
wolf. Seems more of a wolf name.
Higgins. I think Higgins is the name of, what's it called?
I like how we're both, we're petting this
wolf. Yeah, we're petting Higgins right now.
He's a ceramic wolf. He's not furry.
He's not furry at all. It kind of hurts my fingers. I'm getting like blisters or calluses. All
right, you baby.
But yeah, so, you know, we've been trying to aim for like a 45-minute show. So do we have anything else to talk about? Veronica hates when I ask her if we have anything
especially
else.
Especially, like, in the middle of the show.
Why not? Do we have what else we got? What's on the docket?
You know, let's just end us off all nice and tidy.
But we have nothing else to talk about?
With our song
I just want to make sure that we don't forget anything. Like,
if you would know if we had something else to talk about.
Our list was pretty
thick. I ran the freaking list.
Yeah, but I thought we had, like, some sprinklers in there. And, like,
We sprinkled.
Oh, okay. Damn, she's really serious about this outline. Anyways, so our song of the week, I wanted to kind of get into it. We like to start our podcast off with an old song and with a new song.
We started with the oldest of old
the
songs
old Kanye.
For Kanye.
Yeah, and now we're getting into the new Kanye.
The
he dropped
newest
the song.
Of news.
It's called Kanye West Versus the People.
Yeah, which I actually like this. He dropped another song where he's just like scoopity doop, poopity poop, but like.
What? I haven't heard that one. What is it called? Doop?
I'll have to find it for you.
Yeah, so this one's called Kanye West Versus the People, starring T.I. as the people. That's what the song title says.
T.I. as the people. It's called This one is called Lift Yourself. That's the Scooby-Dee Doopy-Dee Doop.
All right, if you guys want to listen to that on your own time. But we're going to listen to Ye versus the People because, right here.
It's infinitely better.
Yeah, well, this one right here is like, will explain a lot about current state of Kanye. And pretty much it's like Kanye talking to
T.I.
the people.
And the people. And well, it is
T.I. representing the people.
It has a fire beat.
And it does. So let's get right into it. Ye versus the People.
Oh, woo! Like, damn. Ugh.
That intro.
Ooh, oh. Once again, using human voice as an instrument.
Future Bachelor, new exclusive. I know Obama was 7 cents, but ever since Trump won, it proved that I could be president. Whoa. Yeah, you can, it would call though. Don't they go against the teachers, the yay talk folk. Yo, Tip, I hear your side and everybody talk though, but ain't going against the grain, everything I fought for. Just listening. Listen. I'm trying to go with this. It's some shit you just don't align with, and don't go again. You just reading the headlines. You don't see the fine print. You on some choosing side shit. I'm on some unified shit. It's bigger than yourself, it's a jungle. If your election ain't gonna stop police from murdering niggas, then shit. Bruh, I never ever stop fighting for the people. Actually wearing a hat to show people that we equal. You gotta see the vantage point of the people. What makes you feel equal makes them feel evil. See, that's the problem with this damn nation. All blacks gotta be Democrats, man.
This is just like a constant head bob, you know? Kind of like a fist pump, too.
Fuck who you choose as your political party. You represent dudes just seem cruel and cold-hearted. I want to know who motherfucking rep- Uh-oh! We had to switch it up for a vibe! Hold on.
You back in.
Yeah.
Explain myself, yeah.
We going into the weekend like... Yo. This is not that song anymore. This is Drake, that's for what? Song for y'all to cut up to, you. Oh, come on. We partying, V. How you feeling? Look, she's actually dancing over here. We both are. Good and motherfucking roll on. Hey. Roll on.
It's so hard to dance in a chair, but like I've gotten really good at it. From like dancing in the car all the time.
It's a good workout.
A lot of core work.
Yeah. So we had two songs.
Yeah, you surprised me because we've been talking about how this Drake song, it, like, you know, dropped, like, maybe almost a month ago now.
Yeah.
And
now liking it.
Yeah, you're just, and I've been liking it since it dropped.
Yeah, well.
At, like, April 3rd.
I still don't, like, a huge fan. I love the girls in the video. I'm just not a huge fan of the idea of, like Drake just being like, let me get all the girls right now. Me too. Okay.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. He should have called the song Me Too. But it's called Nice For What by Drake. And the other one was Ye versus the People featuring T.I. by Kanye West.
Yay.
So yeah, that's our episode this week. We got a lot of stuff in there, a lot of quick ones. I'm glad we're like actually friends after this Kanye discussion because like I felt like
we might not be friends after. Dude,
yesterday at work, like I was literally like me. It was like sigh against the people. That's what it felt like. I was literally like, see, Kanye West is our version of Michael Jackson. Everyone's like, okay, you're stupid.
But you gotta like, I think you didn't. You probably didn't. You probably were like, yeah.
I felt like Kanye walking up into TMZ.
Which I was also like, yeah, is he our version? But like. I mean, like, Michael Jackson wasn't perfect.
That's what I try to say. I'm like, yo, you still like Thriller, right? They're like, he didn't touch these kids when he made Thriller. I'm like, yo, like, Kanye didn't wear a MAGA hat when he did, like, Through the Wire. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. It's, like, all touchy subjects. And
it's, like, sometimes you gotta separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, from me saying that, like, exactly. And for me saying that I listen more, I'm more on Kanye's level, too. Like, there's things about what he's saying about free speech and, like, you know, having your own perspective on things and stuff. Like, those are things that I'm listening to when he talks. But, you know, I'm not African-American, like, and I don't know how that feels and stuff.
At the same time, like, he can speak freely all he wants, but if it's not real, then...
Yeah,
you
so
can't pretend that it is.
You know, it's one of those things where you just kind of have to tread lightly. So hopefully Kanye West will Via, what are you texting over there?
I'm not texting anybody. I'm posting the video of you dancing.
I'm like, yo, we got a podcast going on here.
She's with me. Like, I'm always running this thing.
So what are we doing next week? Can we go into this party or what?
Oh, we'll be there.
You'll be there. I know that. I didn't get the invite yet. Okay, well, hopefully it's coming. My phone's filming us, so I can't really check. But I'm hoping there's an invite.
Our party trick. our party trick is getting people to listen
we
to our
we got podcast. A new we got a new podcast campaign happening. It's like, invite us to your party.
Invite us to your party. And we'll play you some regular, like, good songs. We'll DJ a little bit, and then we're going to play our podcast.
At the very least, we're subscribing on your phone to our podcast. Least. So everyone, beware. Keep your phones on lock, because we're coming. Future Bachelor.
Okay, don't. We want people to listen to us.
Yeah, I mean, if they listen to us, your phone is safe. If you don't, it's open season. I'm going to be a shark around all those phones. Subscribe, yeah. Subscribe. 5 stars. You're the
five
best.
5 stars,
yeah. Sai's got the opinions that matter.
What about me?
No, but that's, I'm always saying that because, like, the top comment is like, V's got the opinions that matter.
Well,
yeah. We're just going to make podcasts great again. That's what we're trying to do.
Controversy. On that note.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 6 of Future Bachelor. It's been really fun. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode on Thursday. Drops at 5 p.m. Make sure you're subscribing and rating us. Future
Giving
Bachelor.
Us all those stars, yo.
Give us all 5 stars. If you can give us 6, that'd be amazing.
Give us a little comment, too, so
yeah,
we
give
can
us a comment.
Shout you out.
Let us know what your favorite segment is, or what song you want to hear, or if you want a shout out, or if you got a company. We'll shout it out. We don't care.
We love you.
Yeah, this is Future Bachelor. We'll see you next weekend. Deuce.
Peace.
Not weekend.
It's Wednesday.
Wow.
Ooh, it's rough for you, bud.
Yeah. You know what? it was because we were watching our old episodes. You were
blame it.
We're watching our old episodes. I heard weekend.
As Jamie Foxx was before like, blame it on the
Oh yeah, it was
Bud
the beer.
Light.
It was the blame it on the Bachelor podcast. All right, guys.
Future
Bachelor. All right, we're done. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Deuces.
Bye.
Future Bachelor podcast.